U.S. diplomats are trying to reach agreements with countries around the world to ensure that Americans will not be subject to charges before the new International Criminal Court. So far, 38 nations, mainly small, poor ones, have signed deals that exempt Americans from the court. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the American effort is touching off a negative reaction.
Supporters of the International Criminal Court are outraged by what they view as strong-arm tactics by the U.S. to pressure countries into signing so-called Article 98 agreements. Richard Dicker of Human Rights Watch argues that Article 98 of the statute that sets up the court allows countries to seek limited exemptions, mainly for their peacekeepers. He says the U.S. is pushing for blanket exemptions.
The U.S. is engaging in unconscionable tactics to pressure small, vulnerable, fragile states to sign one of these unlawful contracts.
For some countries, U.S. aid is at stake. Last year, Congress passed an act intended to protect Americans serving abroad from the possibility of politically motivated cases in the international court. Under the American Service Members Protection Act, countries that recognize the court will not be eligible for U.S. military assistance unless they sign an Article 98 agreement by July 1st or get a special presidential waiver. The U.S. ambassador to Croatia warned that Balkan nation, if it doesn't sign an agreement, it could forfeit up to $19 million in aid, aid that would help Croatia's bid to join NATO. Richard Dicker says the U.S. is also threatening to hold up drug interdiction funds to Caribbean islands.
Leadership in the world requires more than a big stick and a thick wallet.
U.S. officials deny they are blackmailing countries, but the Bush administration is bringing a lot of diplomatic pressure to bear. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher.
We've had negotiators, ambassadors, embassies, and others raising this issue. We do think this is a relatively straightforward procedure, and one that we'd like to see concluded with as many countries as possible.
The list of countries that have signed is similar to the list of nations in President Bush's Coalition of the Willing in the war in Iraq. David Sheffer of the United Nations Association says it's a list of countries with little to lose.
They weren't asked to really contribute anything to the Iraq operation except the name of their country. And that's similar to what this list now looks like.
Pacific Island nations are well represented: Palau, Tonga, Micronesia, and the Marshall Islands. Albania and Romania agreed with President Bush on Iraq and on the International Criminal Court, but Lee Feinstein of the Council on Foreign Relations notes the absence of the rest of Europe on the list.
It shows in black and white the growing divide between the United States and its traditional European allies, particularly on questions of international law.
Countries joining the European Union have been caught in a bruising battle between the U.S. and the EU over this issue. David Sheffer, a former ambassador for war crimes, accuses the Americans of being inflexible.
It has actually become rather tiresome that this issue remains such a high priority in all talking points with all governments, to the exclusion of many other important issues.
Sheffer predicts no traditional European ally will come on board despite continued U.S. diplomatic pressure. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.